Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Poshpee's couch. It's another day. It's another month. Because the last time we were on this show, when we ended actually the first season, was on 29th of September. And I'm going to start with myself. How am I? How am I doing? I'm doing well. So I've been on holiday and refreshed. So ready to go again. So we're starting the second season now. And I'm so privileged to have someone you guys would love to hear from today. So I'll introduce him in a minute, but I'm going to check on you guys just the way I normally check on you guys every time I'm here. That, how are you? How are you feeling today? How's your week been? Has anyone told you that today already? Or has anyone actually check up on you? Because it's very, very important to actually check on each other as how we are feeling, because we're in a world where it's a very fast-paced world and nobody cares about anybody, and before you know, everybody's mental health has spiraled down the down the drain, and now we're struggling to pick it one after the other. So, and that's why we have this space, which is a safe space for us to actually check on each other and say, how are you? This is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm going through. And then we talk about it and we find this. We don't just talk, we find a solution. Because there's a slang that says, cho cho cho, no walking. we talk, and then we find a solution. So how are you today? How's your family? How's your health? How is your mental health? And today's topic, guys, is a very beautiful one. It's called Men and Mental Health. And people have been dying for me to talk about this, especially women. Funny enough, women want this talk more than men, actually. So yeah, I'm happy to say today we'll be speaking about men and mental health. How we reason, why men do things the way they do it. You know, there's a say that say men is logical, women are emotional, blah 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 blah. So we'll try and dissect as much as we can, and there's nobody that is best to help me with this topic today than Dr. Dixon Eneche. Welcome on the program, sir.
Thank you very much, my very good friend, Posh. Mm-hmm. I want to start by saying it's quite a privilege as well for me to join you on this couch today. Since I first learned about your show, I found quite a good amount of interest in it, and I've been paying attention to it. I didn't know you were planning to invite me, but you did, and I'm very honored to be here today. And the topic you've chosen to talk about is a very interesting one.
It is.
And a lot of people have been quite concerned with issues relating to men's health. Mm-hmm. It's a good time to put attention onto issues relating to men's health, mental health. So thanks for the choice of the topic, and thanks for inviting me.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, Dr. Dixon have been my friend for a few years now, and it's not a doctor by title, it's actually a doctor, an acute doctor, and he works with NHS. He will tell us a bit about himself in a minute. And so before I go further, I'm gonna quickly speak about the sponsor for this edition for today, and that is from this is actually from one of my brother, and they will be hosting AY Live in Manchester. So AY is a comedy show which is actually good for mental health, actually, because you can laugh. And it will be happening in Lighthouse, so on the 2nd of November we have AY with other comedians, and they will be in Manchester. The ticket is online, you can get it online, you can just eventbrite.co.uk, that's where you can pick up your ticket. So back to what I was saying, mental health, men and mental health. And this is a very beautiful topic to speak about today, because a lot of time we men there's a stereotype. And I will not call it stereotype, because it's actually happening. It's the fact that men don't speak. There's a stigma around men, the way we are perceived in the society, the way we are taught, especially when we're growing up. You know, there's been a stigma of men should not talk about this. Men should not show pain. Men should not cry. And especially when we talk about the minority, and by the way, it's actually is it Black Culture Month month, October. So we're celebrating our culture, and that same culture we're celebrating has actually put us in some cubicle as men on what we can do and what we cannot do. And let me give you I'm going to start on a not too good note, and then we can work our way back to being good. And this is a fact. Do you know, out of every 4 suicide, men committed suicide on 3 of the 4? And that's a fact. And do you know why men do all this kind of thing? It's because they don't talk about anything. Every time women, stereotypically, go through something, they lean on their friend. You can call your mom, you can call your dad, but when it's man that's going through something, you just have to suck it in and just have to take everything all by yourself. You know, the society has teaches men to stay strong and be silent, which can lead to emotional suppression and this midlife crisis. And that's why we're going to be dissecting all this topic today. So I'm going to go on my short break normally like I do, because I always start with a song. And the song I'm going to start with today is the one that you will like. And it's by Kiss Daniel, and it's To Be a Man. Right. If you enjoy this song, listen to all the lyrics. So by the time I'm back, it will make much more sense as we dive in into the show today. So I'll see you in a minute.
She won't stop pushing until she see my cadaver. She won't stop pushing until she see my cadaver. I walk her sister now, I see need it. No time off, no holiday. No time off, no holiday. Pick two, last guy check up. Buy my ticket, make her take off. A quality time on Gucci bag, which one you want? You can't teach your cake, I have it. Gonna do this with my day back delay. If you don't do it again, I leave my day wait. This your pattern, no taking. Come back again, my wife my day. Mama, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, I dey drink Kokoro, come taste it. Mwa iti mwa ori mi ma jen chiao, ma jen shala ifu ingrate. Even when my energy down, I dey drink Kokoro, come taste it. No need for fast too, cause the message I don't pass through. You dey be chest like a gorilla. Show my pity mo day, timo forilla. Check on me, baby, check on me. I get you and my family, all on me.
Check on me, baby, check on me.
All on me.
Check on you.
Pick two, last guy check up. Buy my ticket, make I take off. A quality time on Gucci bag, which one you want? You can teach your cake, I have it. Gonna do this with my day back delay. If you don't do it again, I leave my day wait. This your pattern, no taking. Come back again, my wife is my day. Mama, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, I dey drink Kokoro, come taste it. Mwa yeti mwa ori mi ma jen chiao. Ma jen shala if you ingrate. Even when my energy down, I dey drink Kokoro, come taste it.
Mama, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, I dey drink Kokoro, come taste it.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Yes, we are on Poshpee's couch. There's a couch where we express ourselves. It's a couch where we talk about everything. It's our safe space. It's where we can actually be ourselves. And that's why it's called Poshpee's couch. So welcome back. Right, I'm gonna let Doctor do some introduction for himself, who he is, what he has been doing and what he's doing. So Doctor, tell me about yourself, at least, because people don't know you. I know you, but you don't. So please take it away, tell me.
Okay, so a brief introduction about myself. My name is Dixon Enenche. I'm a medical doctor practicing in general and acute medicine in a couple of NHS trusts across Manchester. Been here for the last 6 years, working really hard. Started during the COVID period, just before the COVID period and through the COVID period. A very good run throughout this period up till now. A very rewarding career.
That's good.
And we're happy about that. And I'm also a dad, 3 kids, and married to my wife Fatou. And
shout out to Fatou.
We all live here in Manchester, and we're all friends with Posh. So it's one big family.
It's a big family.
And with regards to this topic that I've been asked to contribute today. Mm-hmm. I have first-hand experience with a couple of patients who have come through the door with, you know, their needs and the helps that have been provided along the way. So it would be good to dive into a couple of this today while we have this chat.
Saying that, yeah, it's yeah. Like, actually my first question on my list is actually a clinical one. Because okay. we'll try to find the balance. This is where culture meets the street.
Yeah.
So the culture and the street and mental health all together. That's what Posh Picard is all about. So from your experience working in an acute ward, what common mental health challenges do men actually face?
Okay, so that's a very good question. And when it comes to mental health, let me start by passing on information that you mentioned stereotype earlier, mm-hmm. and people get this stereotype and easily run into a quick stigma, thinking that mental health simply means madness. Mental health is not just simply madness
at all. Far from.
Mental health is a very broad spectrum mm-hmm. of different abnormalities with relation to mental health that range from as simple as mild depression mm-hmm. where you feel like you're not feeling yourself, you don't know how you're feeling, you don't know what is going on, but organically in your body you're fine, you're normal, you mm-hmm. don't have headache or anything,
mm-hmm.
so as mild as that. Or it could range into cases of psychosis where people start hearing things. Seeing things, and it can go as far as mania,
mm-hmm.
where you start to demonstrate, you know, maybe you're hearing thoughts that say jump and you actually start jumping. So that's the mania part of it. Or it goes as far as people who get fed up and begin to contemplate suicide. So you have from depression all the way through till suicide, and that's how far it affects people's life. So mental health is very important for us to lean into,
mm-hmm.
to learn about and to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
With relation to what I see commonly, people come to hospital with various type of issues, but most commonly, and I would like to try and focus on men, but mm-hmm. it's difficult to focus on men since it's a problem that affects both gender nearly, mm-hmm. you know, to the same degree.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with the young men, mainly young men that we see come through the door, and the main problem that you see them on the outset is stress-related issues, stress-related mental health disorder. And most of this stress have to do with many common denominators, including work-related stress, financial stress, especially given the current economic climes, as well as family stress. So, and to link this stress to our physical organic body, when this stress accumulates over time, it starts to show in our body in the form of accumulation of stress hormone. The stress hormone is something like cortisol, so we need it in our body but we don't need too much of it. But when you start to have spikes of cortisol over time because of the accumulation of this stress. You start to have some body dysregulation, you start to have buildup of blood pressure. And with the buildup of blood pressure is one of the silent diseases that people don't know that they have. You know, going towards your 40s, towards your 50, you're accumulating cholesterol, because obviously as you're growing old, if you're not exercising or living a healthy life, you're already having some issues around that hasn't been identified, and the blood pressure is creeping up, but you don't know, and the stress is doing nothing but doubling and tripling on top of the problem. And over time you start to develop high blood pressure, that become hypertensive, and overall begin to affect adversely your overall cardiovascular health. So this is how we can link our mental well-being or mental health to our physical health.
So we have the psychosocial and then the mental side
of it as well. Yeah,
absolutely. That's beautiful. You can see I will not be able to give you all this information, which is why we have an expert who's telling us this. Beautiful. Thank you, doctor. So that leads me to another question, because we're trying to focus on men, as we said earlier. So do men present their mental health symptoms differently from women?
That's a very good question. I think I would like to kind of like adjust the question a little bit to say, what is the percentage of men that actually present their mental health in relation to women? I think statistics shows that only one in eight men presents with their mental health issues, whereas we have one in five women who presents there. So women present more, they feel more comfortable talking about their issues rather than men do. And in the whole of the UK, I think about more men tend to have more of mental health issue but fail to present it. And there's a percentage of about 75% of 30% of all the mental health cases presented in the NHS is thought to be from men. So that's quite a small amount compared to the ratio for female. And why is this the case?
Do you think men feel like they cannot express themselves? Why do you think men don't talk about it, or what to even go for? Even some men, they know they are going through something. It's obvious and evident, but they still will not seek help until it's dying time. Why is it like that?
I think that underscores the importance of shows like this and moments like this, where people can actually talk about issues and try to find solutions to it. So culturally, men are built from the beginning to kind of like feign strength. And by the way, strength, emotional strength and physical strength don't have to be equal
at all,
don't have to be the same.
Absolutely.
So, but men culturally have this, are taught from the beginning to be strong, to not show weakness, and to not demonstrate weakness. And so when this stress starts to pile up on men, on us, we tend to be the hero. We tend to try to internalize the problem and find some sort of solution to it. So when you try to internalize it, or you are even in denial of the problem, you don't avail yourself the opportunity to actually talk about it or seek help. So when we talk about how men present with their mental health, number one, they're not even presenting, but when they do present, you see issues that have built up over time. If you take a very, very calm history and detailed history of the problem, you will realize that this problem, whatever it is, be it financial, emotional, physical, work-related stress, some men having to do two or three jobs in order to fend for the family or to make ends meet, and they are not complaining, they are not talking, they are not coming out to say, this work is too much for me, I need to cut down here, I need to cut down there. They just want to maintain the pride to make sure that they are meeting. So by the time you see this problem has been piling up for a very long time, and sometimes they even come around when they are getting to a breaking point. So
do you think this is the reason why some women, some men kind of lash out in the house, and they say things they don't mean, or to the extent of beating up their partner and stuff? Do you think is the stress and the mental state contributes to that?
Exactly. So there's a saying, it's not really a saying, but I'll just quote it anyway, that even though we know that iron is tough,
right,
when you pile up on iron to an extent, it breaks.
It breaks.
As tough as a man can be, there is a breaking point.
That's right.
And the advice is, try not to push yourself to the limit so you don't get to that breaking point. So I love statistics a little bit.
I
think another statistic that is there is about, in the Western world mainly, about 75% of suicides which are associated with mental health has to do with men.
More men
are doing this. And the reason why is because of the pile-up. This stress, these stressors that we have in our life piles up so much. And while it's piling up, we are looking for safe space. We are looking for comfort zone. We walk away, or we find alternative means of taking this stress away. And some people, you know, fall to alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
Some people
as a coping mechanism.
Yes. Mm. And some people fall to drug use and subsequently drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these are, you know, is a spiral that leads to a very quick decline. And at the end, when you mentioned somebody lashing out, yes, it's very common. And sometimes our partners at home are probably not sensitive enough to realize that something is going on differently.
Especially women don't even say it.
Yes.
They don't say anything. So the women just carry on and think everything is fine.
Exactly. Mm. So I think not just women, let's not place it on women. Let's say the family as a whole. Yeah, the family as a whole, friends, children, loved ones, you know, folks in, you know, where you hang out in your social cycle. Sometimes we can be more sensitive to our friends and try to pick out, you know, their vulnerabilities and see that something is changing. I think we're going to talk more about that.
When
you look into somebody who you think something is changing, and you think they are not coming forth to talk about it, it might really be helpful to take the first step and speak to them and try to get them to open up if possible.
And on the flip side of it, because most of the time we believe men are strong, men are born in quotes to stay strong, to fend off for the family, to do this and that. But then the emotional part that I want to speak about is, like, for example, recently there's a 26-year-old guy that actually committed suicide. And when I heard the story on social media, it was being said that he's weak.
Okay.
That's why, like, why are you only 26? What are you going through? Yeah. What can make you do that? That's one of the things that a lot of times that men kill themselves is because they are weak. Yeah. Right. And we all said men are being told to be strong. And so, please, can you try and differentiate? Is it weakness that makes them kill themselves, or do you think they are not strong enough? Does that make women stronger, which is why they are staying?